Example number 5 still uses the strum pattern from example number 3, but now we got 2 chords in a measure, okay? So you only have time for 1, 2, and then it's already time to switch to G. Okay, so again, we're gonna do it super slow, and it would sound like this. 3, 4. 1, 2, and switch. 4, and down, down, up, switch, down, up, switch. Now, I'm gonna give you a hint on this as well. If you need to start switching while your hand is doing that last up so that you can land on the chord on time, that's okay. What I mean is, you go 1, 2, and then on this end of 2, you're already lifting your hand off to get to the G chord for beat 3. I'm gonna demonstrate it in slow motion. Okay, and you can hear there's a little different quality in there, but when you're playing a song faster, you know, things get, you don't really notice that little time lag in there, you know, because you're hitting the strong beats on, you're hitting the chords on the strongest beats in the bar, and, you know, no one really notices that stuff. So it's a cheating, it's like a cheat, but it's a shortcut, it's not a cheat, it's a shortcut. So if you need to start switching ahead of time, then that's okay. So again, demonstrating, we're doing number 5 together. 1, 2, 3, 4. So 1, 2, and 3, 4, and down, down, up, switch, down, up, switch, down, up, switch. Okay? Do this with any 2 chords, okay? Any 2 chords that you can do. Let's do C and G. So we're going to start on G and then do C. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 1, 2, and 3, 4, and down, down, up, down. Remember to keep a nice big arch with your strumming hand. Give a nice big up and down motion. The lever on the train.